les adverbes, okay? So I hope you're ready because it will be an interesting and challenging lesson. Okay, so let's start now. So basically when we speak about les adverbes, what is an adverb? And it's a good question. And basically it's something that will bring more information, okay? So ça apporte une information supplémentaire. And basically the concept is that you will connect it to whether un verbe, un nom, un adverbe, un adjectif ou une phrase entière. Okay, so it can be connected to a verb, a noun, another adverb, or then an adjective, or even a complete sentence, une phrase entière. There is one important thing that you've got to keep in mind when it comes to adverbs, and it's that they are invariable. So what does it mean? It does mean that it won't change whether it's plural, whether it's feminine. So you don't really need to bother about that. Just remember how you should write them, and then you will have only one way to write them. Okay? So now let's see an example with a verb. Il parle calmement. Okay, so in that sentence, parler is to talk, he talks calmly. So basically this calmement here is what we call an adverb de manière. Okay, and then it is right here connected to your verb. Another example, so in that case it would be with a noun. C'est un homme bien. And here, bien, well, basically, it's an adverb. C'est un homme bien. Okay, let's see another example now with an adverb. Elle marche très lentement. Okay, so you've got your structure here. You've got the subject, you've got the verb, and then you've got already this adverb. Lentement, slowly. Okay, marcher is to walk. Elle marche lentement. And then you will add this other adverb, very, très, okay? So in that case, it will actually give more information to lentement, okay? Elle marche très lentement. Let's see now. When you connect it to an adjective, ce tableau est très beau. Okay, so first you could have the sentence ce tableau, this painting, sorry, is beautiful. And then you want to insist, you want to give more importance, more information. In that case, you will add this très, very, très beau. Okay, ce tableau est très beau. And then if you want to actually connected to a sentence, well, this is a good example. Premièrement, je dois vous dire, okay, so firstly, it sounds strange, I have to tell you, and the sentence continues, okay. So the question that we can ask ourselves is, where shall we put l'adverbe? So la place de l'adverbe. And it will be a bit tricky, but if you take the time to listen carefully, have a look, and then maybe take some notes if you need to, then it should be okay. All right, so let's see now with le verbe. So we saw this example, and well, this example is a simple one, but then I think it's quite clear. We've got je mange bien. D'accord? Je mange bien. And so it's what we call un temps simple. Hein? Okay, you've got the present form here, and it means that it's not a compound tense like passé composé or other tenses. It's just you've got only one form here. And it means that if you want to use an adverb, you will have to put it, like you see here, after the verb. Okay, so that's the main rule. It comes after the verb, if it is un temps simple. No compound tenses, okay? And then, of course, I've been talking about the compound tenses, so they are coming. So now you get the same sentence, okay, but it's at the passé composé form. Okay, and you can see that, well, normally when we get the passé composé form, it's a compound tense, so you've got first avoir, then you've got the participe passé. And if you look carefully, then you can see that your adverb is coming here right in the middle of avoir and your participe passé, manger. And it's quite important because it's something that you've got to remember. Normally, they don't come after, okay, but they will come right here between the two, okay? So it will work for les temps composés, the compound tenses. Then it's actually quite interesting because if you look at this sentence, hier, j'ai bien mangé, or then, j'ai bien mangé hier. You will notice that when we use this adverb, de temps, okay, so related to the time, like here, hier, yesterday, okay, in that case, well, you will have the choice. I mean, it's up to you. You can start with it if you want, or then you can put it after your verb and end with it. Okay, so whether it will come here, well, then it will come here. It doesn't change. I mean, the meaning will be the same. It's up to you. You can start with it or then put it right here. So it's not only for les adverbes de temps, but it will be the same with ici, j'ai bien mangé, or then j'ai bien mangé ici. Okay, and in that case, it's what we call an adverbe de lieu. Okay, so it refers to a place. Okay, so whether it's the time or then the place, it will be exactly the same. You can start with it or then you can put it right after here, your verb. Okay, so this is clear. So if it's a temps simple, it comes after the verb. Temps composé, so compound tenses like passé composé and many others, it will come between avoir or être and your participe passé. If it's related to the time or a place, then you decide whether you start with it or then you put it after your verb. Okay? Whoops, I've been going too fast. Alors, and then be careful. Attention, attention. If we are talking about what we call les adverbes de manière, so all these adverbs, and we've got quite many, ending with ment, okay, calmement, simplement, rapidement, etc. Then you've got to keep in mind that in some cases, but not all the time, but in some cases, by changing the place of the adverb, you can change the meaning of the sentence. En changeant la place de l'adverbe, vous pouvez changer le sens. Okay, so let's see an example. The first one. Il parle bizarrement, okay, parler is to talk, to speak, bizarrement, strangely, in a strange way, in a strange manner. So in that case, il parle bizarrement. So basically this adverb is related to parler, okay, so you just want to say that this person is actually speaking in a strange manner. But then if you decide to start with it, then in that case, the meaning will change because you will start with bizarrement, then you put your virgule here, il parle. And then the sentence will change because it will be strangely he's talking. So in that case, you just want to say that it's a surprise. I mean, the fact that he's talking is a surprise. Okay? So you can see that in the first one, your adverb is connected to the verb, okay, so he's talking in a strange manner, but then in the second one, by changing the order, you start with your adverb, in that case it will change totally, so it's something strange happening, strangely he's talking, okay? So keep that in mind, but it does only apply to this category of adverbs, what we call les adverbes de manière, so the one ending with ment, okay? Struggling with the machine. Okay, so now let's see how it goes when we Use the adverb with a noun, avec un nom, okay? And it's actually quite simple because basically it will just respect the rule. It will come after your noun. C'est une fille bien. Okay? C'est une fille bien. Let's see now with another adverb. Normally you've got a good idea because we've been seeing the example. And that, the example that we've got is quite simple here as well. But then, la voiture roule très lentement. Okay? And the idea in that case is that your adverb will come before the adverb that you want to give more information about, or it's right here, la voiture roule très lentement. Okay, so it doesn't come after, but it comes before. Okay, so let's see now if you want to combine it with an adjective, and it's right here, c'est un garçon très poli. So it will be exactly as we had previously with the les adverbes, it will come before your adjective. Okay, c'est un garçon très poli. All right, and then the last one, if you want to combine it with une phrase entière, well, this example is quite good. Objectivement, je pense que, okay, I think that. So in that case, you start with it. Or then, well, we could basically just respect the way it should be put when you combine it with a verb, so it could come after the verb. Je pense objectivement que. Alright. Or then, in a less official way, less formal way, you could basically have your sentence, then une virgule right here, and insist by using your adverb at the end. Okay? So whether you start with it, or then, if you need, or if it's possible to basically connect it to the verb it is connected to in the sentence, then it should come after the verb. Or then, if you want to insist, you just do your sentence, then virgule, and after that, last but not least, your adverb, just to insist on it. Okay? The last one, as I said, is less formal. Okay?